Two new mysteries by acknowledged masters have been published this month, P.D. James's Original Sin and K.C. Constantine's Cranks and Shadows. Constantine explores the rougher side of life in a dying coal and steel town in central Pennsylvania, while James's world is English, elegant, and evil. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Constantine and James complement each other like arsenic and old lace.
Sometimes the setting of a mystery is so diabolically alive, it overpowers even the most ingenious of plots, the most brilliant of detectives. The Baskerville Estate is in this category, so is the Fen Country of Dorothy Sayers' masterpiece, The Nine Tailors. In P.D. James's Original Sin, evil emanates from a mock Venetian palace overlooking the Thames. Innocent House, as this mansion is ironically known, is headquarters for the Peveril Press, a highbrow publishing firm currently producing more corpses than corpuses. When Adam Dalgleish, James's chilly poet detective, arrives on the scene, the body count is 3 and rising. One of the murder victims, Gerard Etienne, was head of the publishing company, and Dalgleish is hard-pressed to find an underling who didn't have a reason for killing the boss. Etienne was discovered with a stuffed snake jammed down his throat. Nobody captures those little details that contribute to the indignity of death better than James. Here's her description of another victim found floating in the Thames. Beneath the puckered surface of the water, something was just visible, something grotesque and unreal, like the domed head of a gigantic insect, its millions of hairy legs stirring gently in the tide. A few years ago, James was made a baroness by Queen Elizabeth, but the honor was superfluous. James already wears the crown of Queen of the English Murder Mystery, and Original Sin demonstrates why it's hers by right of divine election. K.C. Constantine is not as well known as James, but for 25 years he's been plugging away at the mystery game. During that time, he's charted the gloom thickening over the streets of Roxburgh, Pennsylvania, a coal mining and steel town whose prosperity has been dwindling ever since strong unions gave way to trickle-down economics. Constantine's police chief hero, Mario Balzac, has tried to keep the peace throughout layoffs and downsizing. Now the unthinkable has happened. Balzac's own job is on the line. To make matters worse, a SWAT team of vigilantes, some of them Balzac's own men, is taking over the city. A stunned Balzac says to a friend, "People in my department have been doing a polka on me like I'm sawdust on the floor." Balzac's wife wants him to retire so they can move to Florida, but first he has to save Roxburgh from its own worst instincts. I hated Cranks and Shadows because with every turn of every page, I was getting closer to the end of the last Mario Balzac novel. Constantine has called it quits for this series, and we fans are losing some of the most authentic-sounding working-class mysteries ever written. The unsentimental voices here of old Italian ladies, wise guy bartenders, and tired store clerks come out of the great body electric of ordinary America. They're the kind of people James Agee and Studs Terkel recorded in nonfiction. My only hope is that Constantine will have regrets, and like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle plucking Sherlock Holmes from the Reichenbach Falls, he'll give Balzac a flat when he begins that final road trip to Florida.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.